We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, the Bruins got it done tonight with defense. 7 sacks. They had only 9 all year coming in. They had 7 tonight, 5 in the first half, harassing poor Jack West, who was making his first college start. All these times, Matt, that the Bruins have taken on backup quarterbacks this year, a backup to a backup, maybe is what it took, but the Bruins got it done, and they finally beat Stanford.
Adua Izabor was the defensive lineman of the night. He was the guy that was applying the pressure, and he was lined up at defensive tackle. It wasn't coming off the edge. That was Josh Woods, Keyshawn Lucier South also coming off the edge, but the speed and quickness of that defensive line didn't give Jack West a chance all night. And when you have a rush, your secondary, they're able to play better in the secondary, and that was the case. I thought, you know, Stephen Blaylock had a big game. Elisha Guidry was all over the field, making tackles in the open field, coming up to the line of scrimmage, making big plays on short yardage, really doing a good job in replace of Quentin Lake.
Kyle Phillips had the 10-catch, 100-yard game. That was fun. And rushing the ball, Joshua Kelly was a beast, 176 yards, had a 53-yard gain, a 54-yard gain. So many things went well. And Stanford, always such a beast running the ball. No, that didn't happen at all tonight. And in fact, the last time a Bruins opponent had fewer than 200 yards of total offense, got to go back to a 1-11 Washington State team 10 years ago. That's how long it's been since the Bruins' defense has been this dominating. 16 points actually seems high when you think about it. 7 of those points came on a block punt touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, I thought the game should have been like 49-10 UCLA dominating. I mean, they had control the entire football game. Their defense was not given an inch. And like you said, it was a block punt that gave one touchdown to Stanford. And at the very end, UCLA was getting other players in the game, backups. And that's a real good sign, too. It's going to be a real happy plane flight back to Los Angeles.
Cole Kinder had as many rushing yards as Cameron Scarlett in this game. The fifth-string Bruins running back matched the leading rusher in the Pac-12 tonight, yard for yard. That's how this night went. Dimitrik Felton carried 7 times for -9, yeah. And the Bruins won 34-16. So don't try to figure it out. Just enjoy it.
All right, I got Coach Chip Kelly and Coach, just first off, congratulations. That's a huge win.
It was. You know, anytime you can win on the road in this league, I think it's difficult. You know, we did it in Pullman a couple weeks ago, and then we did it here, and it's hard. But I think, you know, we know we have a good football team, and I think when they play together as a team, they showed it tonight.
Defensively, Coach, it looked like there was some differences with the defensive line, more speed than size and the way you were rotating that group, and they just did a great job.
Try to keep him fresh. I thought Oso really set the tone for the whole group. You're starting to see KLS and Woodsy starting to get some pressure in there. You know, I think the way they got after the quarterback and established a new line of scrimmage was really the difference in a game. I mean, to hold a Stanford team to under 200 yards, I don't know how often that's ever happened, especially here.
Yeah. Coach Kyle Phillips, we've talked about him before. I think he's special. Mm-hmm. Last few games, he's starting to get the ball a lot more, and he's showing out.
He is. He's one of our young kids that the more he plays, he only played in 4 games last year, the first 4, and then sat the rest of the year. The more reps he gets, the better he is. So the more at-bats he can get, the better football player he is. And I think that's the case with a lot of our young kids right now.
as far as the secondary, they've been, you know, the people, everybody, including myself, that has talked about the team, it seems like it's been a struggle. It didn't seem like much of a struggle, and I know the pass rush helps.
Yeah, it's coordinated. You know, when you get a good rush, then the coverage is better, and when you cover better, then you can get a good rush. I think we played really good team defense tonight.
We've watched Joshua Kelly, it seems like since he came back from his injury, just build and get better and better and better, and he was real good tonight.
Yeah, another guy, and Josh is one of those guys that's got to get warmed up, you know, and you start to see the game go along, the mutual, not the mutual, but the repetitive runs, all of a sudden he's going to break one, and that's what he did tonight to kind of ice it for us.
Coaches have to make tough decisions. We watched Austin Burton play what we thought was a pretty good game against Oregon State. It didn't end up being a win. You go back to Dorian, and not only did he play well, Coach, but he just seemed like he made a lot of really smart decisions, including throwing the ball away on several occasions.
No question. And you watch him, he was starting to get better, too. You watch him played really well, obviously, an unbelievable game at Washington State, and was playing really, really well in the Arizona game until he got hurt. So he picked it up right where he left off from a practice standpoint and did some really good things. And, you know, we're fortunate that if Dorian were to get hurt, we got a guy who can go in the game and do some good things for us. But, you know, I think he was 21 of 34 today, and he had 90 yards that, you know, on the ground. So I think he hurt people with his legs. And I think when he can start to do that, and now you got to worry about your pass rush, because when the quarterback escapes and we're in coverage, he can make things happen. So, we're starting to kind of round into form offensively.
Coach, last thing, I watch all your press conferences. I get to interview you all the time, and you're very consistent in what you say, and it's got to be, and I know it's one day, one week at a time, but this team kind of proved today that if they stick together, how well they can play.
Yeah, you know, and it's what we preach, and it's what we teach, and, you know, we'll continue to do those things, and it's not going to change. You know, whether we win or lose, I think the process is what we're all about, and we'll continue to grind, and those guys got to come back on Sunday, and they got a chance to lift, and run on Sunday. And as I told them, everybody better be in class tomorrow. There's no excuse to miss class tomorrow. So, you know, I think it's part of the process, and they're growing as a young group. And that's what happens when you have a young group.
The South is wide open. So let's go get ASU.
Yeah. We'll just take it one game at a time.
One game at a time. I love it. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great win.
And they've got Cameron Scarlett as the running back here over the left shoulder of West. Hand off Scarlett going forward and then gets hogtied. Lokani Toyoloa stuffed him. No gain on the play. So what do they do here? It's going to be fourth and two. It's down three. Back goes DTR, about to get hit. Look out. He'll fan it towards the 10. It's caught by Phillips running to the left. Trips his way into the end zone. Touchdown UCLA. Oh, DTR almost got smacked when he released that ball. He shimmied away from what would have been a sack, launched it to the far sideline. Phillips got it in stride, took it on in, and the Bruins have the lead. West setting his feet. Now everything breaks down, and he's panicking. He's looking around. He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. He looked to the left. He looked to the right, looked over the middle, and then basically said, I'm done. Odua Isibor gets credit for the sack. ETR rolls, fires to the goal line. Caught by Phillips. Is he in or not? He's right on the goal line. They say touchdown. Late call from the far side. It's 2-for-2 for Kyle Phillips. His catchers in this game have carried him into the end zone, both of them. And the Bruins have their biggest lead of the entire season here. It's 13-3 with an extra point. Right side of hash mark. Shotgun snap is back. West getting rushed, about to get a hit. And down he goes at the 23-yard line. Third sack of the night already. On a delay, a handoff. Kelly shoots it right up the middle. 45-40 with a step to the outside. 30, 25-20. Second gear, third gear. Down to the 5, down to the 3, down to the 2. He loses the football as he's tackled at the 1. His knee was down. What a great play. Great blocking and a burst of energy from Kelly, taking it to where it's first and goal. And Kelly in pistol set behind DTR, takes the handoff, Burrows, and no, it's a keeper. DTR will escape to the outside. He'll waltz in. Touchdown, UCLA. Great fake of the handoff. Kelly barreled to the line, was tackled by 3 Cardinal. Thing is, he didn't have the ball. Dorian Thompson-Robinson just high-stepped it to that far pylon. Across he went, and the Bruins have scored again. Bringing 5. West about to get hit. Down he goes one more time. 5 sacks in the first half for UCLA. Keyshawn Lucier South. It's the all-direction thing here. It is South on West in the backfield, and it brings up a 2nd and 15. Let's see if he can get 49 from the right hash this time at the goalpost to our left. On its way. Curling, it is good. J.J. Molson puts it through from 49. to make it a three-score game here. It's 27-10. Hand off Scarlett to the left, bouncing forward, passing midfield. He loses the football, and this time the Bruins do have it. They really do this time. Lokani Toyoloa tipped it away, and Stefan Blaylock hugs it to his midsection, the sophomore from St. John Bosco with that takeaway, and indeed, the Bruins have the football. Hand off, Kelly juking left, has the first down, 45-40, bye-bye, 30, 20, middle of the field to the 10 to the 5, touchdown UCLA! Joshua Kelly plants his flag in the end zone, and the Bruins are going to end that 11-year nightmare against Stanford. We hadn't even heard if Katy Perry had ever kissed a girl or whether or not she had liked it last time that UCLA beat Stanford. It was 2008, but they're going to do it here tonight. The seconds are ticking away. We're down to two. We're down to one. And the 11-game losing streak is officially over. Definitively. UCLA 34, Stanford 16. The Bruins, the gutty little Bruins, are a half a game out of first place in the Pac-12 South. I'm not kidding.
I got Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And Dorian, man, I love the smile. But I'm going to go back because it's been rough.
Yeah.
This has been tough. You've been hurt. Now you came back and... I don't know if you knew this, but it was an 11-game losing streak to these guys. Mm-hmm. They just beat Washington, and you guys, as a team, probably played your most complete game.
Yeah. Most definitely from, you know, special teams to defense to offense. I think all around, I think all the little things were clicking, and you can definitely see that out on the field. So,
as you grow as a quarterback, one of the things, and the guy upstairs, Matt Stevens, we're both old QBs, and so we're probably as picky on what you do as anybody.
Yeah.
We were very impressed with the throwaways. And I know that's something you've worked on. When you scramble and move around and nothing's there, just throwing it out of bounds. Sometimes that really helps.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I give all credit to Coach Bible and Coach Lewis and Coach Kelly. They definitely get on me at practice and stuff like that and make sure I'm, you know, fine-tuned with all my mechanics and, you know, different scenarios and stuff at practice. So it definitely pays off in the game. And I don't have to go out there and think a whole bunch. I can just go out there and play. So
not only are you throwing the ball well, but your legs were great today. Not just scrambling, but you made positive plays. And you know, we see it all over the country. You watch what Jalen Hurts is doing right now, and we got to play against him. Yeah. You're playing like that right now. People have to worry about you running and throwing.
Yeah, most definitely. And, again, I think just as an offense as a whole, it's everything's finally coming together, you know, with the run game, with the O-line up front. And now with me in the pass game, the receivers are finally clicking and stuff like that. And we're all on the same page. So, yeah, just overall on the offensive side, I think everything's starting to come together now.
Been real impressed with Kyle Phillips. I know you got him a couple times for touchdowns, but he's a heck of a receiver.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love it as a quarterback when you have receivers like him and you know, especially the rest of my receivers too and my tight ends. You know, it's definitely a gift as a quarterback to, you know, throw to those guys and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy to have him in the receiver room.
It's hard to say, and I don't say this very often, that the offensive line won today against the Stanford team. It's usually tough to do, and they did a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think really that's where the game was won, was in the trenches, both on the offensive side on the O-line and then on the defense side with the D-line. So, yeah, you can definitely see an improvement from, I mean, just the whole offense, but really the offensive line stepped up big today. So
I shouldn't ask this, but you feel good? Are you healthy? I mean, you look like you weren't limping at all, nothing. Everything feels good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trainers took care of me, so I'm all good. So.
Well, man, we get a long, long week, and then ASU, and I know Coach preaches this all the time, it's one game at a time, but they're a heck of a football team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we definitely learned our lesson after Washington State. Can't get too high and can't get too low, so I think that's the biggest thing going into this week is we're going to try and keep a level head and push forward, so.
I just want to say thank you because I'm sick of losing to these guys. I'm not a Stanford fan, so great job.
Thank you.
All right, man, we'll see you later. I got Josh Woods, and we were just talking about it off the air, just the total performance. You said you guys just played smart, but you got after it tonight.
Yes, sir. I think we just came and executed the game plan, and I think this is the first time we've really had all 11 just locked in every snap, and it shows that when we do our jobs that we can play good defense.
You know, it's funny. One of the things Coach told me when I talked to him was that when the defense in front is getting after the quarterback, it makes the secondary look a lot better. Everybody looked better tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to the D-line, especially like Osa Digizua, just being really aggressive and just winning his one-on-ones and just getting pressured and get to the quarterback.
Normally they run really, really well. They didn't run hardly at all tonight. That's got to be something you guys are proud of.
I'm just happy we got the win. I mean, it's been so long. It's been so long since we beat these guys. So
11 years.
I'm just, you know, super ecstatic and just happy.
Well, you stay excited. We get ASU next. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.